This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. Michael, something in the sports world we've all been waiting to hear is head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, speak for the first time after the photos of him and Diana Russini. She stepped away from The Athletic, all that stuff is crazy, but we still haven't heard from Mike Vrabel. We saw Rossini's post on social media, but we do have Mike Vrabel's first press conference of him addressing the media. So our clip of the day is a long one, but I think it's an important one because we want to know what's going on. Here's what Mike Vrabel had to say.
First, begin by saying thank you. Thank you for your patience that you've shown in a personal and private matter for me and obviously everybody involved. I know that that's not easy for you. And I respect that, and I appreciate your efforts in doing so. I understand I could have, addressed you guys sooner, but it was important to me to have a conversation with the players, which I did yesterday, very candidly, as we began our off-season program, which everyone is excited to be a part of. Stacy had mentioned the players' availability, and it was never my intention to have them speak to you or address you before I did. And so I asked him to come today and to talk with you. I also don't want to take away from our, the draft, the weekend of the draft. This is an important time for us, our organization, and the excitement and the joy that those players are going to have that we bring onto our football team. They're starting an amazing journey, one that should be celebrated as we welcome them onto our team. With that being said, I've had some difficult conversations with people that I care about, with my family, the organization, the coaches, the players. Those have been positive and productive. We believe in order to be successful on and off the field, you have to make good decisions. That includes me. That starts with me. We never want our actions to negatively affect the team. Never want to be the cause of a distraction. Those are comments and questions that I've answered for the team and with the team. We'll keep those private and to ourselves. Care deeply about this football team and excited to coach them. I also know that I'm going to attack each day with humility and focus. And what I can promise you is that my family, this organization, the team, the staff, the coaches, everybody, our fans, most importantly, will get the best version of me going forward. And that's what I know, and I'm excited to do that. But I wanted to just address this and thank you for your patience in dealing with the private and personal matter.
It's a little different than his initial post he put out on X, Mike, when he basically just said that anybody taking these photos out of context and thinking this is something more than friends hanging out is laughable. Well, then why were the conversations so difficult? I mean, he's not saying, yes, he did these things or he was having an affair or whatever, but he's saying, I've had some difficult conversations with people I care about, with my family, with the organization, the coaches, the players. Those have been positive and productive. I mean, I get you're going to have a conversation about why were these photos seen? Why were you holding hands? Even if it was friendly, why did it look like that?
Yeah, positive and productive. It sounds like he had a business conversation with his wife.
I mean, here's the thing, Mike. Does him talking today, that press conference, make you believe that he didn't have an affair with Diana Rossini?
I believe I looked up at you and said, he's guilty.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. If he did, Mike, he was lying. He was lying when he posted on X. Your head football coach, your leader of your organization, lied. And again, he didn't admit it. He's trying to keep it personal and private matter. But he's saying, I've had difficult conversations with people that I care about, with my family. He's the leader of your organization. He had the players speak to the media before he did. Not that he organized that, but players had to go in front of media members. They were asked questions about this. They did that before he did it. He should have been the first one to address this.
Yeah, isn't it normally the head coach that goes first? Like the head coach comes up and says, we're going to have a great season.
It's all about the head coach, Mike. And the fact that he even said, I had players, the players shouldn't have been speaking before me. And I shouldn't have done it that way. You're right. And now, it's this whole, whenever somebody gets caught doing something, what do you hear after, Mike? Oh, I'm going to be better. Well, if you hadn't got caught, you'd still be doing the same things. Faith says, also, none of the so-called witnesses came to their defense, so that leads to question things even more. Yes, The Athletic was waiting on that. When they both said there were other people there and the photos were taken out of context, The Athletic believed them. And I think they believed Diana Rossini. And then when these people weren't coming to their defense, admitting that they were there, if there really were people there, nobody said anything. So The Athletic and Diana Rossini had a conversation, and I'm sure that went probably the way we all assume it went, of, hey, your contract's coming up in June. Do you want to do this the graceful way, or do we just separate in June? Because nobody's going to read your stuff seriously anymore.
So The Athletic is owned by the New York Times, and the New York Times has a code of conduct, and what they were allegedly doing was against the code of conduct.
Interesting.
So she was fired.
She was told, you could do this way.
Yeah.
Or the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my problem, my biggest problem, Mike, is last week I said, now if this is all true and they did have an affair, they're like very casually lying about it. Getting on X, like, this is laughable. And she's trying to go back the very next day and post a sports story, like an NFL story. And now you're this is your guy, this is your leader, and the players had to speak before he did. They had to answer questions about something they know nothing about, no more than most of us at this stage. I'm sure they do now. They had to address it. They had to talk about it. They had to remove focus from whatever they're focusing on to discuss this alleged affair.
If he had had an alleged affair with a waitress, to me, it's nobody's business but their own. And if you're going to send pictures, you send it to the wife if you're a private investigator.
If it were just a waitress, but it still got blasted all over. And so now it's, oh, you're having an affair. That hurts your character.
Yeah, but like...
Because they're...
I just feel like, don't get into someone's personal life. But this is way different because this affects the job.
It does affect the job, but I'm just saying, even if your scenario is it was just a random person that he was having an affair with, Michael, there are men on that team of all those guys, we're talking, what, 70 dudes? There's guys on that team that don't like that. There's other guys that might be different.
And there are players on the team that cheat on their wives
and
girlfriends.
That's true. That's very true. But there's other players that are like, the idea of that is not cool, and you're my boss. But again, the Diana Rossini thing, the fact that she was a journalist covering the NFL, and then you lied about it. You got on X and said it was laughable that anybody would think anything like that, that anyone would take it out of context. Then why did you have difficult conversations with your family? and difficult conversations with your organization.
Yeah, if he had said, I had difficult conversations with my family, but it turned, but they believe me. Like, if he wasn't guilty, he just sounds so guilty.
If he had said, Mike, I always say this when it comes to stuff like this. If your answer is anything other than no, and again, he did tweet it out, I get. Maybe at the time he thought this would blow over. I don't know. I mean, I'll admit, it hit, and I was kind of like, huh, that's odd. And then it really started picking up steam. But if he's not coming out here saying it adamantly, like, Mike, if this was me, I have to put myself in this situation. And if I didn't do anything and I just happened, which I'm still in trouble with my wife if she sees me holding hands like that with another woman. I'm just throwing that out there. But if this was me and I know, hey, we didn't have an affair, that's all it was. I made a joke. She grabbed my hands. We were laughing. That's it. Then I'm preaching it, man. I am going all in and telling you, guys, trust me, believe in me. I did not do this. But instead, I'm saying stuff like this, that I've had difficult conversations with people I care about. And we believe in order to be successful on and off the field, you have to make good decisions. That includes me, and that starts with me. It's one of those where I've looked at this. If you're accused of something and your answer is anything other than no, 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 every time you're asked about it, then maybe there's truth to it. And now you got to go back and you got to lead this group and you got to have them be accountable. If a guy's late for practice, tells you a lie, this is why I was late, you find out it's a lie, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to be a hypocrite, I guess, because you'd have to punish him. Guy was out partying all night, didn't show up for morning lift. Why were you late? My grandma died. You find out that's not true. What are you going to do? Well, you lied. That's a tough one. Eastside Chris, I look at the digressions. People are always sorry. Point being, maybe they are sorry for getting caught. That's what I mean. If the photos didn't come out, then whatever it was that the two of these people were doing, unless it was a one-time thing, which if you follow X and see all the posts about their relationship and that they're pretty friendly with each other, it would probably lead you to believe that it wasn't. But again, that's, you know, I'm speaking on things we don't know. And this is still stuff we don't know. It's not proven that they actually did have an affair. I'm just saying, when you get accused of something and it's every time you're asked about it, if it's anything other than, I'm not guilty of that, man. I didn't do it. It was an awkward, I get the photo was awkward, the way it's set up. We were hanging around. There were a bunch of people there. We were talking football stuff. I made a funny joke, and she grabbed my hands, laughing kind of flirtatiously, but it didn't go any further. And then we were sitting poolside in our bathing suits, talking about football, whatever. If I didn't do it, I'm throwing it out every chance I get. Now, if I did do it, I'm going to speak just like that. Well, I hope I would tell the truth if I did do it, Mike. Faith says, if it were me, I didn't do anything. If it were me and I didn't do anything, I would gladly be welcoming said witnesses to speak up as well as me denying it. Well, they did, right? They did say there were other people there. But the other people haven't said anything. And it's gone long enough now where I don't think they're going to.
Maybe the other... Here's what is an interesting thing. Maybe they weren't cheating and the other people were cheating. And the other people are like, we're not going to speak up because we don't want our spouses to know.
Could be, and they're taking that's a leap. They're taking a major fall for their friends that were cheating. And they weren't cheating. No.
I want to live in that world where that's the actual thing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the difficult conversation. Hey, honey, you know your best friend Sheila who came on the trip with us?
Yeah, that's...
She's cheating on her husband, but I didn't cheat.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. Since we don't know and we may never know, that's a possibility. There's a possibility that they're just doing the right thing for their friends, even though I don't know if that's the right thing, but they're going to do them a solid and not tattle on anybody. But it wasn't a football function. It was an adults-only resort kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you just... If you're going to go to an adults-only resort like that, that should be like a, hey, I'm with my buddies.
Right.
Like, I'm with my friends or I'm with my wife and we're here for, you know,
away from the
husband
kids.
Wife things, or mm-hmm. I'm here because my buddy's going to get married.
Let me ask you this, hypothetically, you're a player, you're playing for the Patriots.
Do you stop?
You're not accusing Sean Payton of this. Don't you dare. See what I did there? You're playing for the Patriots. Do you want to play for that guy? Do you trust this guy? Are you going to take his disciplining of you if you do anything wrong seriously?
Like if I was a Patriot, I'd be like, come on, dude.
Seriously, like in that scenario, like you show up late for practice, you tell him a lie, and he's like,
some
dude,
guys would understand.
You're suspended for a game. You can't do that. You lied. I found out that wasn't true, man. You can't play next Sunday.
Some players would
understand.
That player's
not going to go back and blast you with everything he's got?
Yeah, some players would understand. Some players would be like, no, come on, man. So he might have to leave it up to the offensive coordinator to do some yelling.
Faith says, also, are they that dumb to think if no one would see them and that no one would see them and take a photo? Like, your public figures and out in public, that is bold. And then she's commenting on your thing. Do you really think she would be willing to lose her job for a friend cheating? I don't think so. I get where you're going. It's a hell of a leap, Mike, but I don't think so. She's not going to put her entire career as we know it is up in the air. I don't know if she'll get another job. She might.
I want to live in that world, though, because I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, I just don't think it's reality. Yeah, and that's the other thing I hear when I'm like, oh, it's, you know, it starts with integrity, and we got to make good decisions, and that includes me, and that starts with me. Yeah, would that have started with you if we didn't see the photos? We'd never know. And she'd be there at your practice in training camp, sitting next to you, interviewing you, laughing, but no one knows what's actually been going on. And again, this could very well, there is a chance, Mike. Maybe it's a small chance that they didn't have an affair. That's a possibility. That's why, you know, I wanted to get there with this. We said we would put this story away. But when this came out, obviously we got to follow up because it's the first time Mike Vrabel has spoken to the media. So it's newsworthy. Here's my question. Do you believe this is the beginning of the end for Mike Vrabel as the head coach of the Patriots? Is this going to be too much? Mike, if this really does derail his life, maybe even potentially his family life, could the stress of all that lead him to not being as good of a coach? And if he ends up not being the coach in a couple of years, will we look back and say, yeah, that was too much to overcome? It's a possibility.
Well, you know, I criticized the Patriots all year for having a weak schedule. I know the Broncos had a weak schedule, but they had Bo Nix. The only reason they lost is Bo Nix was injured. So the Broncos should have beat the Patriots and gone to the Super Bowl.
Where are you going with this?
I want to see the Patriots, how good they are against a strong schedule, because they have a strong schedule this year.
But my question is, do you think this is going to affect his coaching? If you're not asking that as his boss, as Robert Kraft and the GM over there, then you need to be asking that question.
I don't know how much it's going to affect him as a coach. I think once you get into the season, it's more about each week and scheming.
Right. These guys
I don't know if it's going to affect him as a coach until you start losing. That's the question.
Coaches are creatures of habit, man. They're going to get all in on their work and their jobs. I just wonder if that's going to... yeah, I know. That's true. Smitty says the Patriots owner had a history, too. Yes? How can he fire or even comment on Vrabel? He's the boss. He owns the team. He might not say it out loud if he ever moves on from Vrabel. He's not going to do it now. I mean, right now, Mike Vrabel's a Super Bowl contending coach. So I'm just wondering if 2 to 3 years down the road, the Patriots struggle, and then it was kind of like we get more stuff that comes out later. It's like, yeah, once all that happened, his attention was certainly divided, and he had a harder time. Because if this affair happened and you're Mrs. Vrabel, aren't you worried about every trip he takes? Every step he makes? She'll be watching him?
Yeah, but she probably has some nice jewelry now.
If Robert Kraft can survive all his personal life drama, I'm sure he will stay in Vrabel's corner and help him through it. I mean, maybe. But what if I'm at, like, what if this actually impacts him, his job, and he can't be as good of a head coach anymore because he's dealing with family turmoil for the next two years?
I mean, he's going to have a – I feel like with this, you have to have an 11-win season.
Bob Kraft had a problem several years ago. That might be why Mike Vrabel is getting more lenience from the organization. Well, no, he was never going to get fired for this.
You would be stupid to fire someone for this.
You're not going to fire him for this. Diana Russini, we've already talked about that. That makes sense as to why she, whatever, she resigned, or air quotes resigned. The Patriots were never going to fire him because this job is still about coaching football players to play better football on Sunday. If he does that, then this goes away. People will still bring it up. It will still be a joke. But at the end of the day, the guy wins football games. And that's what it's about in the NFL. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043.
Winning forgives a lot of off-the-field sins.
It does. It's weird how that works, but that's the truth of it, Mike.
I mean, there's a certain Avalanche player, and I'm sure we make jokes, but forgiven.
We don't even really hold it against him anymore, do we?
No, if he was terrible,
you know,
if he was, you know, floating between the Eagles and the Avalanche, we would focus more on his coke habit.
If he was what, between the Eagles?
Well, if he was floating between the Eagles and the Avalanche.
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, if the Avalanche were cutting him and he was being signed to the Eagles.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. Okay, now I see where you're going. The Eagles, the Colorado Eagles.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, what are we? What?
Not the Greeley Eagles.
Well, and that story went away because Val came back and played pretty good hockey, right? We still don't know what happened with that story. We still don't know everything that happened. We all have created our ideas. We know some things.
Someone grabbed a broom and brushed it under the bed,
mm-hmm.
So we can't find it.
Yeah, they were pretty quiet about that whole story. And
probably
it sucked.
Went to the NFL.
It sucked for Avalanche fans because if he doesn't do what he did, they might have another cup. Wasn't he like the star of the playoffs that year? He was rolling. It was after the Kraken. It was during the Kraken series, right?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Stupid Kraken.
And so there's many Avs fans that will tell you we should have two cups right now. But it does, those things tend to go away. And that's unfortunate or fortunate. I don't know how you want to look at it. Just an odd situation, man. 27 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. The Nuggets hopes to bounce back in Game 3. How do they do it? My negativity has dropped. It's time to move forward and figure out how to get back, not back in the series, but how to take control of the series. And to do that, they're going to have to do it in a very hostile environment in Minnesota for the next two games. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
We're getting into, the warmer weather, Michael. You're thinking about the sunscreen and all that. The last thing you want to do, you're outside, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're golfing at the Eaton Country Club. Maybe you're working out at the farm with one of Tanner's cows or something. The worst thing is going inside to relax, or you're done for the day, and it's it's hot inside. It's uncomfortable. You want your place to be nice and cool and ready for you when you're ready to relax. Lemons Heating and Cooling will make sure of that. If you're having issues with your air conditioning, it's not running like it used to, you're not feeling that cool air coming out, there's bigger issues with that air conditioner, and you need to talk to Lemons Heating and Cooling to make sure you're ready, because it's April right now, and it's, you know, it's livable, but here pretty soon, Mike, we're going to be in those 90 pluses, and you want to make sure that that air conditioner is good to go. Lemons Heating and Cooling, there's a reason you're seeing their vehicles all over northern Colorado. That's because everyone's getting the message that they're the go-to when it comes to air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning. They have free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. Yes, Michael.
Can I ask Jerry Lemons if he can have a lemony scent coming out of my air conditioner?
I'm sure you could ask that. That would be stupid and dumb, but yes, you could ask that question. How do the Nuggets recover? I'm telling you right now, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray cannot miss 10 of 12 shots in the fourth quarter. That, I mean, when does that happen? So as much as I freaked out earlier in this first hour, because it's reaction time, I mean, tell me another situation. I don't care who the defender is. I don't care if it's Rudy Gobert or Victor Wembanyama. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are not going to go a combined 2 for 12 in the fourth quarter again. It's not going to happen. There's a whole show guarantee. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. So that's one way to simplify it. Your great players have to be great. And your backup cast, which I even hate to say that like that because I feel like it's disrespectful, but Aaron Gordon has to be better. Aaron Gordon has saved the Nuggets in so many playoff games. He has been special during his time for the Nuggets. But I need to see those guys playing the way we expect them to play. I'm tired of watching Aaron Gordon and feeling like, oh man, is he going to get hurt again? We got to put that away. And I don't know if maybe he's feeling that way. But I want to see AG back to Mr. Nugget. I want to see, hey, the three ball's not flowing. I got to find different ways to impact this game. I've got to make big defensive plays. I have to drive to the basket. He did that a couple of times last night, and he was absorbing a double team and kicked it out to guys like Christian Brown. But it starts with Joker. You've got a task in front of you. Right now, the narrative is, there's a couple of narratives, thanks to Jaden McDaniels and our own eyeballs. Joker's not a great defensive player. I don't think he's a bad defensive player. I think he gets blown by a lot. I think he tries to avoid fouls. I think he's definitely an offensive guy, and I think he's quick to hurry up and take that ball out and get right back to offense and erase the memory of playing defense. He can do it, though. I mean, 3 weeks ago against the Spurs on that Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, those feet were moving like I've never seen before defensively. So I know he's got it. But the other narrative is that Rudy Gobert has your number. That Rudy is the one solving you, not the other way around. You're the world's greatest player. And Rudy Gobert is a really, really good defensive player. He's a shot blocker. He's a 3- or 4-time winner of the Defensive Player of the Year. He's an excellent defender. Is Rudy Gobert going down in history as one of the great players in this game? No. Be hard to tell him to his face. He takes it pretty personally. But you cannot let this narrative of this series be Rudy Gobert shut down Nikola Jokic for the entire series. He's got to do it. That's where it starts. It starts with him. He has to prove that he can solve this riddle that's in front of him. Because if you can't solve Rudy Gobert, you're going to have a hard time solving Wimby. That's going to be difficult. So I'm here now, you know, after the first hour we were heated, or I was heated. Michael's in La La Land. Everything's going to be fine.
I'm just trying to cheer you up, Brady.
But I'm trying to go through this logically like a sports show host would do, Michael. I don't just think, oh, they'll be fine. They might not be.
I was feeling bad for you, Brady.
If they come out and the Minnesota just takes over early, like they did in game one. Minnesota was up by 12 in game one. Denver worked their way back in with great defense. They played really good defense. They can do it. I didn't hear Jaden McDaniels say anything about their defense after game one. They can do it. I've said that all year. They've been a bad defense. They're one of the worst defenses in the league. For 2 years in a row in the regular season, they were bottom 10. But when they need to, they can play it. They can put forth that defensive effort. So I got to see that. And I got to see Joker solve the Rudy Gobert problem. I mean, it is a little alarming that the only time we saw Joker take over in that game last night was when Rudy Gobert was on the bench with four fouls. That's alarming. You know, we're talking championship window, and it always goes through Joker. He was an issue in last night's game. So I'm not, listen, there's no disrespect. We know how great he is. He's going down as the greatest player of all time, one of them in my mind. Certainly the greatest Nugget of all time, no question. But if the Nuggets want to win a title, they can't have a guy be able to shut down Joker for the length of the game, for the majority of the game. Am I expecting Joker to score 50 and never miss again against Gobert? No. Rudy's going to get his too. What is it Marshawn Lynch says? I know I'm going to get got, but I'm going to get mine more than I get got. It's a great quote. That's got to be Joker. Rudy's going to block shots. That floater Joker could have had with 30 seconds left to tie the game, he went away from it. Joker even admitted, I should have taken that shot. Was there a part of him that thought Rudy Gobert was going to win that battle? So he dished it out to Christian Brown. Christian Brown goes up and gets fouled. And I'm not putting this on him, but he missed a free throw. He missed a key free throw to tie it. He made one of two. So I don't believe that Jamal and Joker are going to ever have that bad of a fourth quarter again. But that's not the end-all, be-all. If they have great fourth quarters, they could still lose the game. But we can point to the 2 of 12 from your two best players in the fourth as a pretty obvious reason as to why they lost that game. So whatever's got to change, I mean, they're all being asked the questions about what Jaden McDaniels had to say. And they're all saying the right things. I don't want them talking to media and saying, oh, no, Jaden doesn't know who he's talking. I don't need him to. I need that to seep into their brain for game three, and they do it on the floor. Because they're not talkers. Nuggets don't talk a lot. I mean, there's not a lot of trash talking. It's a lot of respect. They give a lot of respect to their opponents. And that starts with Joker. He's always been like that. But they need to disrespect the T-Wolves on the floor on Thursday. Got to find a way to do it. I'm confident they can. But if you lose game three, then we're having dire conversations on Friday's whole show. 41 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forty-six minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. All right, Mike, we're moving on. That's what we do, right? That's what we do. We got to move on. How are we feeling about my prediction for the Avs tonight? 4-1, 4-1 over the Kings. They go up 2-0.
I like that prediction.
You good with that?
I'd prefer it be 4-0.
And okay, who's starting in goal? Who's starting a goalie tonight?
I would like it to be Wedgie.
So who? Just give me your prediction. Is that what you think Jared Bednar's going to go with?
He's probably going to go with Blackwood.
I have a feeling that's where we're going, but I don't know if it's going to matter. Listen, man, when they won their Stanley Cup in 22, Jared Bednar had all the pressure in the world. If you can't get past the second round, he's probably gone. He had, you remember Frankie? You remember Darcy Kemper? Those were his goalies at that point. And Darcy wasn't good in the regular season. There was a lot of pressure on, okay, do you consider not going with Darcy Kemper? And going with Frankie. And how short of a leash do you give him? And Bednar pressed all the right buttons, didn't he? And they won a championship. They won a Stanley Cup. So I trust him.
This is a different team.
Oh, it's a way different team.
It's a different team because you have that final piece. That final piece at goaltending.
Two final pieces, right? Either one of those guys could be on any of these playoff teams and be good. So it's a great luxury, and you got to take advantage of it. Not worried about this series, though, Mike.
Stop screwing around. Win.
The Kings are, they're grimy. They're going to bring you into that level of play. It's just one of those teams. So the Avs have to overcome that a little bit. It's just one of the hurdles you have to get through in order to win a Stanley Cup, and this is the first one. You got a team that's not fantastic, but a playoff team, good defense, and they're rough and tough. But you solved one. You got to do it again.
So, Avalanche, look at what the Nuggets did last night.
Do the opposite.
The exact opposite of that.
Do the opposite. Get a good start, get a good middle, and get a good finish. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I think Nate Dogg's going to have himself a night. That's an easy one. I know. I'm going very obvious with the Avs.
And he's gonna shoot it. Like, he's not gonna pass it on the power play.
No.
He's not gonna
play
aggressive. He's just gonna shoot it right in.
Let's get aggressive. Let's get the dub. That'll make us feel a lot better. I don't wanna stay up late every night and cry myself to sleep.
No triple overtimes, guys.
No. No triple overtimes. All right, that'll do it. We'll get a what do we learn coming up next.
Saturdays, 4 code words, 1 big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman, Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this 21st day of April? Michael, hey, you know what? We learned this is going to be a series. Not going to be as easy as Michael thought it was going to be, and the Nuggets aren't going to sweep the Timberwolves. They got to change some things. They got to make some adjustments, and they need to do it quickly because Thursday's coming up fast. We also, I think both of us are pretty damn confident that the Avs shouldn't have an issue getting past the Kings. And Mike Vrabel spoke. I'm not sure it really helped either of their cases. Michael, what'd you learn?
I learned that if Brady's in a bad mood. The best way to cheer Brady up is to not try to cheer Brady up. So if the Nuggets lose Thursday night, get ready for me to play a bunch of cheerful music to try to cheer Brady up.
You got to let me work through it, Mike. I bring the logic to the show. I also bring the logic to my brain. I have to work through it.
No, I'm going to force positivity on you.
No, that's a terrible idea. That'll do it for us. We're back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.